I've been to midnight releases. Yeah. I didn't go in costume like I'm going tonight.
Yeah, I've been to them before. Wait, you've been to...
I dress up as a used car salesman, much as I am dressed up as a used car salesman tonight.
It's more like... I don't know what to call what you're dressed up.
I wish I had a plaid jacket I could be wearing.
Yeah, that plaid jacket worked really well, especially like a bow tie. Uh-huh. It would be great.
All right. So what are we going to... We're here at the GameStop in Urbandale in balmy Iowa. What is this? Urbandale GameStop. So we are here. This is the Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. We are on the road. This is Boss Barrel Radio Road Show tonight. We are hanging outside a GameStop, and we're going to be interviewing people, getting their impressions on Halo, and hopefully... we'll learn a little bit about Halo Reach ourselves. We're going to be talking to them about Halo Universe, just what is the Halo franchise, certain aspects that make the Halo games. What else we got there on our magic clipboard of information, John?
Which ones did you cover so far? I was distracted.
Just do them all.
Have you read any of the Fall of Reach books, or like just any of the Halo books? Really, do you like? I'd like to know how much people just know about the actual lore of this world.
That's right. I'm here to learn about Halo tonight, so I want to be getting in the trenches and talking to these mofos about the stuff they love, and hopefully passing that love on to the listening audience.
Also, we want to know is Reach going to be the last game that some of these people are buying this year? Is this their end-all, be-all for games for this year? Like, is this this, or are they excited for other things?
Where, dude? Yeah. Is this the Christmas? Is Halo Christmas Reach right now? I always wanted to have Christmas in Reach.
That's pretty much... what else we got here? Also, we want to know... you know, is it just the online multiplayer that drags people in, or like do they care about the campaign still?
Yeah, that's something I'm interested in. Is it all comes down to, you know, the reason we're taking this on the road tonight is to try and get people involved who may not necessarily have the I wouldn't want to say knowledge. It's just the people who wouldn't want to go on the internet and talk about video games or something like that. Those people who may want to have their opinions heard, but don't want it that bad to go pursue it. So we're bringing it to them. Convenience, buddy. We're in the business of convenience.
The internet is live. The internet is in your face.
We are the 7-Eleven of video games news journalism.
Yep, we're putting it out there, getting your fix on.
How are you feeling right now, John?
Better than I was before we were inside the store.
Yeah, getting moving, getting the voice, the voice Olympics, the voice exercises.
Yeah, getting them adjusted, getting that highs and lows. I don't really have those anyway. But I don't know.
What's the first question you're going to ask somebody when we walk over there?
Hi.
That's not a question. Please form your question in the form of a question.
How are you? I'm nervous about this. Oh, man. I don't know. What, like, how do you want to start this? Because I feel like we could go any number of different directions. Like, do we want to approach them as, like, you guys... like checking out the Power Rangers? Do you guys...
Excuse me, Zordon is calling me. I have to walk to the Juice Caboose bathroom or whatever it was. What was the bath? Or what was the bar they were always at?
Yeah, that was not really a bar. It was like an 80s teen bar.
And martial arts studio.
I don't know. We could either go the direction of asking them, you know, how much they care about internet... related video game news. Do they care about that, or do they only just like pay attention to the TV when it tells them to go buy their next copy of Halo? Or do you want to jump right into like Halo questions? I feel like maybe...
Yes, I do. Okay. I want to jump in with structure and say, hey, what is Halo? What is Halo?
Do you want to, before we get into that, like at least, I mean, introduce ourselves, not just be some creepers with a microphone asking dudes about Halo? I mean, obviously, they're like, hey, we run a local video game.
Stop saying local.
Well, like, I suppose Matt's up in Minnesota.
You know what I think, John? I think we should stop this recording right now and walk over there, and the listeners will find out how it turns out in just a moment.
Okay. Okay, so I guess first of all, what makes Halo to you? Like, what is Halo when you think about Halo?
Fun first-person shooter.
Oh shoot.
It's a fun first-person shooter. The storyline's great. The multiplayer is pretty good. And it's different from everything else.
What makes it different from like other shooters like your Call of Duties or Medal of Honors and stuff like that?
You don't always get like over shields, invisibility. You can build custom maps and stuff like that. It's really cool.
I guess do you know like the whole story of like Reach and where that fits in with everything?
No, I don't.
No. Sounds like somebody knows what you're talking about.
So what's a bigger draw for you? Like, is the campaign a bigger deal, or is it mostly just the multiplayer?
It's kind of both. I like the multiplayer a lot. I'm more of a online person, and I like going up against people. I think it's a little more challenging.
But you still do the campaign, though? I mean, you at least give that a dry run, or just jump?
I'll beat it. I'll beat the game.
Is Reach going to be the last game for you this year, or you got other things coming on the chopping block?
I'm getting Call of Duty Black Ops.
Okay, so this isn't going to be the thing you play for the rest of the year. You've got other plans, too?
Yes.
Cool. So did you hear my intro before about how we have this internet radio show and all that fun jazz, and we're here to ask questions about Reach because we think it'd be cool to hear what other people have to say about it?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jay,
gotcha.
I'm
great.
Riff. This is John.
Where's
that?
Nice to meet you. Okay. So, what is Halo to you? What makes Halo the game that you love to play?
I'm gonna have to say the multiplayer. They always bring something new to it, like ODST, Firefight, 3, Forge. Just love it. Halo 2, the glitches.
So. You know, obviously, where Reach fits in for the rest of the universe. You want to explain that to us a little bit?
Well, I don't know most of it, but I know it takes place on planet Reach, on pretty much the Covenant starting invading the planet that they start. And pretty much the Spartans there aren't like Master Chief, all-powerful steroid Spartans, whatever. But they're a group, and they know what to do. They're like the ODSTs.
And so is the campaign a big deal to you too, or just the multiplayer?
Campaign plays a good part on me. I always enjoyed it. I always like seeing the ending, like the Bungie always brings in like an alternate ending. I enjoy the alternate endings, but I do enjoy the campaign.
And is this going to be the last game for you this year, or do you got other things you want to hit too, or this take up the majority of your time?
This will probably be one of my last games, but I'm going to have to say Cataclysm.
Oh, Cataclysm. That's another big game. all right. Well, it's fair enough, because that'd probably be one of the first ones we hear all night. Thanks, Ben.
First, if you want to just hit me with your name, my name is Griff. This is John.
My name's Josh.
Josh, nice to meet you. So, first question I guess we can start off with, I like to start off with, is what is Halo to you?
Oh, man. Halo to me is LAN parties in the dorm rooms in college, running Ethernet cables out the balconies and down to the bottom floors, 16 people yelling and screaming and calling each other filthy names and loving every minute of it.
And an awful pistol, right?
What?
And a terrible pistol that kills everything?
I love the pistol. I hope it's back.
Right on, right on. So a lot of fond memories with the Halo series for you. So I guess the next question I've got is, how much do you know about Halo lore and mythology and stuff like that?
I would say I'm a pretty hardcore fan. I'm not the most intense, but I follow things pretty religiously.
So I'm not the most knowledgeable Halo person. Can you clue me in as to what Reach is and how it fits in with the Halo universe?
Sure. Well, basically, it's a prequel. It takes place before the events of Halo 1. The planet Reach is humanity's strongest military outpost. Apparently, I'm not sure at what point the actual Reach storyline in the game starts, but at some point, the Covenant find Reach and are basically going to blast it out of the sky. So...
do you know how they measure time in Halo? Is it like Earth time? Is it Earth time?
Pretty much, yeah. The standard Earth years, I think.
So we could pinpoint is what I'm getting. We could get like the year 3022 is what we have to look forward to.
I suppose, yeah.
See, Transformers, they measure their times in cycles, right?
Right. Right.
I'll go with that.
Right on.
No, I have no idea. I've never really looked into timeline for Halo, so maybe that's what they do. Maybe they do cycles, Griff.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just an amateur. So have you read any of the Halo novels?
Yes, I read the first three that came out. I have yet to catch up on the ones after that. I keep meaning to, but...
Are the first three including Reach?
Yeah, there's The Fall of Reach, The Flood, and First Strike. I read all three of those.
So you know how this game's going to end?
Not exactly. It doesn't exactly follow the plot of The Fall of Reach, from what I understand. It's taking place during... actually, not even really during the same time period. It does take place on Reach, but it's not necessarily a retelling of that book, from what I understand. So I know it's going to get blown up, but other than that, nothing specific.
Right on. We've got a few more questions for you here. So what brings you to Halo? You mentioned multiplayer, LAN, party, stuff like that. Are you a big campaigner, or do you...
I absolutely am, yeah. I would say I'm probably more about the campaign than the competitive multiplayer, which is odd to say, but, you know, the multiplayer was what got me into Halo 1. But since then, like I said, I'm kind of into the lore, so I've been big on campaign. Firefights obviously got me excited, because that's multiplayer with my friends, fun without 12-year-olds screaming obscenities at me. So
that seems to be a common theme among people here, is they don't like the brutality of the internet talk.
Yeah, that's I don't care for that. So I don't like muting everybody though, so either. So what are you gonna do? play Firefight with your friends now.
Exactly. Play Firefight. And my last question here for you is, are you planning on making any more video game purchases this year, or is Halo Reach going to be it?
It's definitely not going to be it. I am not sure when Fable 2 is supposed to come out. I don't know if that's a this year thing or next year.
Fable 2 is on shelves now.
What? No, I'm sorry, Fable 3. You know what I mean.
I'm messing with you.
Right, that other number. You know. So
Fable Reach, soon to be announced.
What's that?
Fable Reach, soon to be announced.
Exactly, yeah. I'll be on that one.
Thanks a lot, Josh. We're going to hit you with some information here in a second, but good talking with you. My name is Griff. This is John. We're part of a video game website called BossBarrel.com, and we're here tonight to get your guys' impressions, feedback, and I'm here to learn about Halo. So I'm going to start off by asking you guys, what is Halo?
Well, I'm just kind of here for the experience. I'm actually Black Ops all the way. Bungie, no way. Not a fan.
Right on. So you're just here as like wingman, like video game wingman.
Pretty much. Not going to lie. This is the real guy. This is the real guy, Seth
Hupp. No. You're the...
A weapon that kills the Flood. It's a parasite.
Halo is a parasite?
No, Halo's a weapon that kills the parasite.
Oh, okay.
It kills everything. So I think. I don't know.
So that's your answer. That is, what is Halo? What about the video game? Like, what does the video game mean to you? When you think Halo, what do you think? As the pro.
I'm not the pro.
All right, you guys are telling me this is the real deal right here.
No comment.
No comment. All right, well, we'll take that. We'll discuss this tomorrow. How about for you, man? What is Halo to you?
Come on.
You're here for Cabela's, aren't you?
Yeah. I actually just came to pre-order Black Ops.
That's a weird time to do it, guys.
And Perkins. We're going to Perkins,
going
too.
To Perkins.
All right, after hours at Perkins. Awesome. So as you all seem very versed in Halo, I take it you've all read the book, The Fall of Reach, that this game is based on?
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
We've watched videos, we've but watched, no video,
watched
no
all
book.
The YouTube,
yeah,
but
I've seen a
no
commercial
book.
On it one time.
The book on the commercial on the Book of Reach?
No, there wasn't.
The video
one.
Game.
I didn't either.
What's that? Oh, no. I hate books.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, all right. How about you guys? So it sounds like you're big Halo fans. You're probably going to be getting some other games later besides this one, right?
We'll see. Probably a lot of girls, you know.
Oh, girls? That's my favorite game. How about you, man?
Black Ops.
Black Ops.
And we got, what are you looking forward to over here?
I'll probably get Black Ops.
Same.
All right. Well, not a lot of Halo love with you individuals. It's all right, guys. You want to just give me a shout out for your names, and then we'll call this show right here.
Josh Beardsley.
Mike Hunt.
That's really good names, guys.
Zach McNabb.
Austin.
I like Beardsley better. that's all right, guys. We'll leave it at that and move on to some other folks. All right, man. So we got another Halo Reach lover here. What's your name?
Name's Matt White.
Matt, this is John, and I'm Griff, and we're here from BossBarrel.com. This is a little special feature of Boss Barrel Radio, Boss Barrel Radio Roadshow Edition here at the Urbandale GameStop. And we're here for the midnight launch of Reach, and we just want to, we're just polling the audience, trying to get some feedback, expand specifically my knowledge on Halo, because I know nothing about it. So I just want you to, enlighten me. And my first question here is, what is Halo to you?
Halo would be one of my favorite FPS games. Not really a huge FPS fan. But this is one game that I will stand in line to play. Last time I went for a midnight launch was Halo 3. And that was 5 years ago, something to that effect. And about the only game I get online and play with my friends. So,
playing a lot of Firefight, or are you doing some multiplayer stomping?
Mostly just the matchmaking. Don't really get into Firefight too much, which I'm looking to change for this. A lot of the options seem different. The versus Firefight mode really looks awesome. Being able to play as both the Elites and the Spartans on Firefight is definitely an added bonus.
Cool. So it leads into the next question. Can you just give me a little information about how this Halo Reach game fits into the Halo universe? And sort of, you talked a bit about the gameplay, but about like the lore of Halo.
The story of Halo Reach takes place before Halo Combat Evolved, which was on the original Xbox. As far as how much before it, I'm not exactly sure. I do know that it takes place before the original Halo Combat Evolved.
Do you know the star date?
Not exactly.
Okay, I don't either. Star date, that's what we're going for. Okay. Yeah. Solar cycles. So you mentioned the fall of Reach, and have you ever read any of the novels for Halo?
I tend not to read the novels. I like to let the games speak for themselves. Of course, after I go through this, I'll probably go back and read the books. Probably a quick read anyhow. Not much of a reader, but you know, after I get done with this game, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Right on. I'm particularly interested, and I'd kind of like to hear your feedback, but in terms of video games, and John, maybe you have some insight on this too, there's a handful, if at all, of any examples of books that have been turned into video games. Can you think of any offhand?
Books into video games. There's Alice in Wonderland games.
Yeah.
Nothing that was really like noteworthy for Alice in Wonderland, but that was a thing, right?
There was American McGee's Alice, which was a way darker take on the whole Alice in Wonderland story. As far as anything else goes, I knew of close back as a couple of years ago, I know they were working on a RPG set in Terry Brooks' Shannara world. Whether that game got canned or if it's still in production hell somewhere, that remains to be seen, but I do remember hearing about that. As far as other things, I haven't really heard. I do know that a lot of games have successfully been turned into comic books or graphic novel style. I know Tokyo Pop has a line of manga for Warcraft, Starcraft, covering that lore. There's definitely a lot of other books that have been made from video games. I just can't remember any of them right now.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm particularly interested in this. What do you got, John?
Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim, comic book into a movie, into a game. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I was just going to, well, I mean, one could argue that's, you know, movie into game, but you know, I'm interested because, you know, this is what I want to say, and I'm important. I'm particularly interested because, you know, in terms of our, like, a movie industry, there's a lot of books that could turn into movies. So I'm particularly interested in this to see how it goes with movies into game, or with book into game. So what else we got here for the next one? You said we already kind of covered this. What brings you to Halo? Like, is it the multiplayer, is it the campaign, or a little of both?
Probably a little of both. Especially with Halo 3 being able to go through campaign co-op with friends. That did add an added benefit of being able to take on the Covenant side of things with human help instead of AI that was shoddy at best. I know with Reach you're going to have at least a four-player co-op campaign that you can go through, which from what I hear they bumped up the enemy AI. So you're going to need all the help you can get.
Right on. Sounds cool. I didn't know that there was four-player co-op. That's pretty exciting news. Sort of like Gears of War 3 is coming up, right? Last question is Halo Reach going to be the last game you purchased this year, or are there other games you're looking forward to in 2010?
As far as the rest of the year goes, I already have... Dead Rising 2 paid off. I have Fallout New Vegas paid off. I'm looking at Rock Band 3 because of the inclusion of keyboards into the mix plus the pro modes. Also, looking at Call of Duty Black Ops, I'm kind of on the fence about that with it being a multiplayer shooter from Activision. I'm not really sold on it as far, but that could change in the month and a half, 2 months window it has left. They say it's outpacing pre-orders of Modern Warfare 2, but I'm not sold.
You're not sold. All right, well, thanks a lot for humoring us and giving us some feedback. I'm learning more with every individual. All right, well, we're going to take a break here.
Okay, so for the podcast, give us go ahead and give us your name.
Todd.
Okay, Todd, this is John and Griff, and we got some questions about Halo here for you. So what makes Halo the great game that you like to play? Like, what defines Halo for you?
I don't know. I like this. I've read all the books, and I've watched all the little movies and all that. I just like that universe. Kind of reminds me of, like, a Star Wars universe. It's, you know, how there's so much potential with it.
So, I mean, you kind of already answered one of our other questions. Like, so, like, you've read the books. You know where Reach fits in with the whole universe and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's like, basically, this will be like the first book where Reach is destroyed, taken over by the Covenant.
Sure. Okay, and then, it's awesome for a podcast. No, we did the, So what's a bigger thing to you? Like, is the campaign a bigger thing for you, or is it more the multiplayer that really draws you to Halo?
I like the campaign. You know, I hate getting owned by, like, 12-year-olds online, but I'm halfway decent, but there's people that just kill me when I go on there.
So are you not going to play any of the multiplayer?
Yeah, I play multiplayer, but, you know, after a while, it just gets so ridiculous how good guys are that it's no fun dying every 2 seconds.
Well, what about the firefight where you're going to have the chance to, like...
I really like that because I liked Gears, how that fire, that horde mode. I love that.
So is Halo going to be, like, the last game that you play this year? Or, like, I'm sure there's other things that you're going to pick up down the line.
Yeah, that's basically the one I've been waiting for. Probably Gears 3 will be my next one.
Really? That's pretty far away, too. There's not like Call of Duty or Fable or anything?
Maybe Fable. I'm not really a Call of Duty person.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, man.
I got one more question for you.
Okay, my final question is, what is the first thing you're going to do when you buy your copy of Halo Reach?
Probably go home and play it. I got the Legendary Edition, so probably check out all that cool stuff in there.
It's going to be like Christmas for you? Just going to...
Yeah, I've been to every one of these things. And that was the first game I got with my Xbox, is Halo 1. So I'm excited.
All right, awesome. Thanks, man. All right, guys, so basically we have an internet radio show that we do, and we're just going to ask you a bunch of questions about Halo and see how much you know about Halo and how much you like about it. Yeah, Griff doesn't know much. I know enough, I would say, but I know there are plenty of people out there that know a lot more than I do. So I guess the first thing we want to ask you, I guess you guys, we can see how well this works if you guys want to, like, all talk at the same time into this thing. I'll see how it sounds. But, like, what really makes Halo the game that you wait in line for to play?
Pretty much it's all the different, how different it is from every other game, how futuristic and all the capabilities they're able to do on the game.
It's just the customization factor. Like, it's so, like, the Forge mode and everything's so sweet looking, and the new firefight, you can customize everything. It looks so badass.
I really like the campaign. The story is very unique compared to other games.
Cool. Okay. Like, leaning into the campaign, like, so which of you guys, like, I mean, what's the bigger deal, the campaign or the multiplayer?
I say the campaign because it tells you more about the story and what happened and what's going on, and I think if you don't play it, you don't know what's going on.
It's a little both for me. I like the multiplayer because after you play the campaign, there's really nothing to go back on except for the achievements. But with the multiplayer, it keeps you going for a while.
So would you say, like, they complement each other, or, like, it's just more important for the multiplayer?
I'd must say the campaign, since I've been at it since I was little and following through the story mode for all these years. I like the campaign better.
Cool. Okay. So you guys know where Reach fits in with anything? Did you ever read any like those novels and figure out how this is all supposed to go down?
Pretty much Reach is the main battle of how the aliens and the humans fight, and it's the biggest thing of all.
All I really know about it is just the prequel to Halo 1 Evolved. And that's the last scenes, like the end of war before Halo, like the big war between the Covenant and the humans. That's all I really know.
Yeah, the prequel. I've heard basically they're bringing back like more Spartans than just Master Chief.
Okay, and then I guess my last question is this going to be the last game you guys buy this year, or you got other things that are coming out that are really exciting too?
No, it's probably not going to be the last game for me. There's a whole bunch of different games that look interesting and might try out.
No, I'm going for Black Ops, but I'm not convinced by it. After what Modern Warfare 2 brought, I'm not so impressed by it anymore.
Kind of a big statement.
I have a whole list set up. Fable 3 is one that I'm really looking at. Call of Duty Black Ops, of course. Two Worlds 2 I looked at today, and it looked pretty interesting.
Cool, good. Did I miss anything, Griff?
I think you got it all.
Do you have another question you wanted to pose?
If you want, I can ask you the same question as before. What's the first thing you do when you buy your copy of Halo Reach tonight?
I'm going to stay up mostly tonight. We got late start tomorrow, so we're going to stay up for a while and play it.
Hopefully play it tonight and hopefully not fall asleep during school.
Sneak past my mom because I have school tomorrow. Play it all night.
So are you guys going home and playing all like together, or are you going your separate ways after this?
We're probably going to go. I'll play Firefight and then play campaign tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks. Yeah, that's right. I didn't do intros. Like, can you guys give us your names? So,
I'm Hellboy 1992.
Real names. if you want to go with that, people will be able to find you all over the place now.
Jace Walrick.
Nolan Herrick.
Jacob Lehman.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Okay, guys. So first, before I start asking you questions, let's get the introductions out of the way.
My name's Rich.
My name's Hutch.
Okay, and I'm John, and this is Griff, and
Rich and Hutch, are you guys like a crime-fighting duo from the 80s?
Yes, we are.
What city do you guys patrol?
The little city of Creston.
Liberty City, man. Liberty.
Okay, guys, well, I guess the first thing is, like, what makes Halo the game that you like to play that makes you stand in line for hours to pick up your copy?
Fast-paced online gameplay.
As sad as it is, it's the storyline, man. I just keep going back to it.
That's not sad. Like, surprisingly, a lot of people are saying that. It's really cool, too.
I
a lot more than I expected, too. Other question, I guess, is... do you guys know where Reach fits into the whole universe of Halo and everything? Like, we're trying to figure out like how many people actually know what they're getting their hands on here.
Well, Reach is actually the last standhold of the humans, and... when Reach goes down, all the rest of Spartans go down, and they gotta wake Spartan 2, John. So
that's about all I know.
All right, awesome. Okay, so I feel like this is gonna be different answers from both of you. Like, what's the bigger deal? I mean, obviously you said the campaign's a big deal to you, but like, is that all of it, or just like, do you like the multiplayer as well, or do you care about campaign at all?
Well, the multiplayer is going to be nice this time because everything that you do, no matter if it's campaign or multiplayer, is going to add up so that you can unlock stuff. So I'll actually play a whole lot more multiplayer just because overall it's going to make the game a whole lot better. And I'm really looking forward to the new Forge.
Okay, cool.
I agree with the new Forge. I do like to customize maps and make it a very variety of gameplay for everybody.
Are you going to do the campaign at all, or are you just going to skip over that?
I'm actually going to do the campaign, and I'm going to actually record the whole thing.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing something about that. That's right. I've seen a little bit of it. It looks really interesting. I'm kind of excited to hear this story. What else I got on here? So is this going to be like the last game that you guys are going to pick up this year? I'm sure you guys have other things you want to play too, right?
We got Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 coming out next month, so, and then who knows after that.
Yeah, almost finished paying it off, my legendary offer, the limited offer of the Star Wars. I'm ready for it.
And that's it? Just Halo, jump to Star Wars, and then?
I'm debating on buying Black Ops. I haven't decided yet.
They ain't getting any more of my money.
Okay, that's fair. Awesome. What is that other question you keep asking people?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right. So... when you do get around to getting home with your copies of Halo, what's the first thing you're gonna do? You're just gonna like kick open the door and like just rip that box apart and go to it?
Well, I gotta transfer everything to my new Xbox because I broke down when I bought the new Xbox. So
that's probably what's gonna happen. I'm gonna actually have everything set up in his basement. I've got two TVs and I'm just gonna go at it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys.
So we are we're with a video games website called BossBarrel.com, and we're just doing some coverage here. We've got an internet radio show every week on Wednesday, so we're coming to the GameStop to get some feedback on Halo Reach and educate me particularly, because I'm in that same ballpark. I don't know much about Halo series. I play games, but Halo escapes me, man. So we're gonna learn together here. And what's your guys' names?
My name is Matt.
Joel,
nice to meet you. I'm Griff. This is John. So we're going to start out asking a few questions. I think your answers are going to be more amusing than yours. Maybe not,
seriously.
All right, so first question is, what is Halo? What is Halo to you?
Halo to me is, can I say anything I want? You know, not cussing or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, anything you tell your mom.
Well, tell my mom, well, Halo sucks with multiplayer. After Halo 2. Halo 2 was all right. Halo 3 came out. That game was a piece of shit. This one, I didn't play the beta. It came out. Didn't have any desire to try it. The only reason I'm getting this game right now is because of the fact I'm tired with all the other ones that are out right now.
Done with Modern Warfare 2?
I'm not done with it. I mean, I'm in a clan and shit with it. But I'm not done with it. But, I mean, it's just getting old. I'm waiting for Black Ops. Of course, Triarch's mate and that, but it's not going to be as good as the other one, but, you know.
So Halo is something different, is what you're saying?
It's not really different, because after the third one, they proved that it's just the same game with a few more different add-ons. Graphics are the exact same. Same as regular Xbox. When Halo 2 came out, Halo 3 was the same look and everything. Halo Reach, it might be okay. I've seen previews and stuff of it. I mean, they're trying to switch it up where you can, like, sprint and all that stuff on it. I saw that.
You are here to buy Halo Reach tonight,
yes,
right?
I am here to buy it. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's something new. I'm bored with everything else.
I want to see you with, like, a picket sign out here that says, "Let Reach fall," or something like that.
Yeah. It's coming out on Xbox, though, so I'll say right now, any PlayStation fans that you listen to you or whatever, I've owned a PlayStation 3. They suck. Sorry to say. they're okay. I mean, they're more for entertainment. They're not for online.
Right on.
If you want to do online stuff, Xbox is the way to go. $50 a year? What's that?
60 now.
What was that? They switched it to 60? Those bastards. No way. No way.
Or just buy a bunch of years.
PS3, yeah, it's free. That's all entertainment. All entertainment.
What are your feelings on Halo? What is Halo to you?
Really? He plays Halo. I just kind of sit on the mic and talk bullshit to everybody. The height of my Halo career, I think, is I killed like 3 people in 1 game.
Just with your voice?
Yeah.
Damn.
I actually played it once and killed 3 people. So I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at Halo. I mean, after Halo 2, I played Halo 3 for a little bit because all my friends on live play it. And when it first came out, I played it a lot, and it's pretty good, but it's just the same thing over and over, just like all the other ones they made. This one, I hope to God, is not the same.
So what? How much do you know about the Halo universe? Have you ever read any of the Halo books?
No, I have not read any of the Halo books, but I played.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying. I played the campaigns, and seriously, the storylines, everything with the campaign is freaking sweet. Like, they were talking about a while back they're going to make a movie. That'd be awesome. They made a Halo movie. That'd be so cool, because the storyline is freaking sweet.
So where does the Halo Reach storyline fit in with the rest of the Halo games?
Oh, you're asking me a question. I have no idea how to answer this.
As simply as possible.
Well, I can't answer that, seriously. I don't really know. I haven't played the Halo 3 campaign since it came out. And that was, what, two years ago or something like that? Yeah, I haven't played it since then. So All I remember is the last part, you were grabbing on a freaking one of those spike bomb looking things and falling off a ship.
I think the last part was you found out Master Chief was black.
Maybe that was it. Is he black? I didn't know that.
My sources say yes.
Okay, well, if your sources say, you probably know more than I do. So,
based on that Verizon commercial, it's he's actually a very Tatum Channing looking guy. okay, guys. Well, I guess the same thing. Have you read any of the Halo books?
I didn't even know there was a Halo book, to be honest.
Can you give a better answer where Halo Reach fits in the universe? You can make something up if you like.
It just seems like I have no clue what the answer.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Huh?
Do you want to phone a friend?
Yeah. I would like to. I'm going to call Matt again.
Are you serious?
Actually, this guy right here.
Yeah, he'll know. What? So you're getting called in to phone a friend. What is Halo Reach in the Halo Reach universe? What is this? Where does it take place?
Are you kidding? Okay. I'm pretty sure it takes place on the planet Reach. There you go.
What's the time frame on it? Like, where in the Halo universe, like, is it like the Halo 4, or where does it fit in?
It's the prequel to the whole thing. Should jumpstart you after the Spartan program takes off, before Master Chief blowing up the Halo. So at the end of this game, you should see Noble Team handing the construct Cortana to Captain Keyes or something like that.
This guy is good. I think he knows his stuff. We need to go over to this guy for the lore here. One more question before we jump back. I forgot it now. Yeah, I can add this out. All right. Well, I'll come back to you when I remember it. Guys, let's finish up here. What do we got here? So you said you play some of the multiplayer. What brings you to the Halo games? The multiplayer or the campaign?
Equally, it's probably both. Because I've looked up some of the stuff in multiplayer, and they have changed it up a little bit compared to number 2 and number 3. So, like I said, I didn't try the beta, but it looks like it's going to be pretty decent. So I'm hoping for the best, pretty much.
Right on. How about you?
About the new Halo, he said that you can run, right? Sprint. Yeah, that's cool, because it always pissed me off that you had to jump everywhere. Yeah. And I like Call of Duty. I like being able to run, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, so now you're going to start playing.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool.
You know.
All right, guys. So last question here. Is Halo, well, not last question, secret penultimate question. Is Halo Reach going to be the last game you buy this year?
Definitely not. Plan on buying Black Ops. That is number one on my list right there. And then, not going to lie, Sims 3.
That takes a man to say that.
Yeah, it does, right? No, the thing about it, though, like, I've heard a lot about it, and I remember when I was a kid, and they first came out with Sims, and the one where you'd actually control people, and I was like, you know, younger, and I thought it was kind of cool, you know, and this one, they say they're bringing it to a platform, and it's pretty much the exact same as the computer. Exact same as PC. They're only changing up the platform of the controls and all that so it fits the Xbox controller and stuff. So that's that one. And I was thinking about getting the new Star Wars Unleashed, because I don't know if you've seen the graphics.
Two lightsabers?
Yeah. That.
And a microphone?
Yeah. And the freaking graphics. Have you seen that? Insane.
It does look really good.
I can't believe that. I mean, I thought PS3 was the one with all the freaking sweet graphics and stuff. I mean, Xbox, granted, they have some good ones, but PS3, definitely the best.
All right, guys, last question here. What are you going to do immediately when you get home with your copy of Halo Reach?
We'll probably put in a pizza in the oven and pull an all-nighter with Halo 3. I mean, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of it, but I'm hoping this is better.
Right on. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear a plan of like that involves food before you start playing. All right, one more question. Do you guys have any Halo tattoos?
Hell no.
No.
Are you sure?
I didn't know what Halo was till like 3 weeks ago, really.
I do have a Halo. It's Master Chief on my ass. It says kiss me.
Can I see it?
Really?
Yes.
It's good for radio.
Oh, is it? I'll show you later. How's that?
Deal. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, so just as a heads up, let's start up with like introductions. So I'm John, that's Griff.
I'm Jordan.
Kaylin.
Okay, cool. So what makes Halo a game that you guys want to come out and like wait around for hours to just pick it up? And like what makes that game that big, important game for you?
Well, Halo's got a great storyline, so they've all been pretty sweet.
Is that the only thing? The campaign the multiplayer not a big deal?
Well, multiplayer's pretty big, but I don't know, I guess it's a little bit of both. So, yeah.
You were saying multiplayer is a bigger deal for you?
Yeah. I like to go against other people, kick their ass.
Okay, and then I guess now I am using the sheet. So do you guys know where Halo Reach falls in the Halo universe, like where it is on the timeline?
Well, it's before Halo 1, or I guess the start of Halo 1. So.
Anything else beyond that, though?
What do you mean, beyond?
Well, just like what happens in Reach or any of that fun jazz, or you don't want to spoil anything, so you haven't been paying attention.
But, Covenant try to find out the location of Earth, and Reach is pretty much second Earth. That's like their backup, I guess.
Okay, cool. How about you?
I have no idea.
Nothing at all? Okay. All right. Well, me. Okay, that was my other question. Like, have you read any of the books?
Yeah, I've read all of them but Harvest, which sucks because that's like pretty much the first one.
So you haven't read like The Fall of Reach?
Yeah, I've read The Fall of Reach.
Okay, so you should know plenty about this then, right?
Yeah, you kind of. You know, they got all new Spartans, which I guess is new, but I'd like it to be like the book.
Okay, so I've never read the book, so I don't know how much this deviates from it.
Books? Honestly.
No, never, haven't even turned page one. I probably haven't even held one.
Well, you should.
You know what? The girlfriend is trying to get me to read more and push buttons less, so it might start happening.
Well, the books have a lot more detail. It makes it a lot more fun to play.
Okay, cool.
Game's fun to play, but books just make it more interesting.
All right, cool. How about any of the books? Apparently he has, so you guys...
He's made me want to read it. He was talking about it today. So.
He makes me want to read it. I mean, I feel bad for not reading it now.
Me too.
Okay, what else here we got? So is this going to be like the last game that you pick up this year? You got anything else on the chopping block?
Definitely be picking up more games. Maybe Call of Duty.
Maybe Call of Duty?
Maybe, yeah. It just seems like Call of Duty 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the more they churn that out year after year, it starts to seem a little too much like that, right?
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
Well, crossbow looks
like that. Crossbow does look pretty sweet, as well as the RC car.
RC car. That's going to be pretty hectic, seeing that thing flying around the maps.
Have you seen the Spetsnaz ballistics knife, too?
Yeah, where it like shoots out.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I've also heard a little bit about a needle that is hidden inside of a watch.
So like GoldenEye yet?
Kind of, because when I heard about that, all I could think of was like the laser watch, and then I'm told about this little like needle that you can just shoot, and bam, there goes dude's down.
Well, I guess that's pretty interesting.
I'm excited to see if that's actually real or not, but yeah. So what about you? Are you going to get anything else besides piggybacking off of him with Reach?
No.
What about Bad Company 3?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Veterans. Bad Company 3.
Okay, cool, good. Good. And then let's see, what else you got here? What was my other question? Connect porno. Is that what we're gonna be calling that now? Connect is porno.
It could be.
I'll get to you next on this thing.
Awesome.
damn it, there's another question.
Podcast on Connect?
You know what? I'm picking it up, so there will probably be much to do about Connect and Move. Move will be in the next couple weeks.
No comment.
Well, we'll get around to them. I mean, it's going to be slow going at first. Those are expensive items that we got to get a hold of. And
I don't know about that.
Okay. Did I miss any other questions?
I could probably do this all day.
Yeah. I know. No, I think we got it all. Okay, guys. Thanks. Yeah, we got it all.
Do you have any Halo tattoos?
Yeah. Do you have any Halo tattoos? You that big a...
No, but I've wanted to get a video game sleeve. I'm actually going to have the Princess Peach and Cortana doing a little bit of dirty work.
That sounds
hot.
Amazing.
Exactly, hot.
Hot. Wait, Mario Kart Princess Peach or like full bridal gown?
Skanky ass Peach, you know. Yeah. You know, Peach has got the dress. She needs to take some of that off.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Okay, so just for the sake that nobody knows who we're talking to right now, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Chris Kenzel. Who are you?
This is John Stanhope and Griffin Hoffman. We do our fun little podcast every Wednesday on bossbarrel.com, and we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about Halo Reach. So what makes Halo Reach, or not just Halo Reach, but just Halo in general, what makes that game really entertaining, exciting for you? What really like draws you to that game?
Well, first of all, your mic is dented on the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we like it.
All right, got it. One thing I really like about this is the fact that you have a story and a plot line that's actually well thought out. There are reasons for everything that happens. There are, you know, consequences for what you do. And plus, I really like to shoot my friends in the head.
That's fair. Figuratively. So do you know where Reach lies in the whole timeline here?
Prior to Halo Combat Evolved. Any? Is there more to that question?
Just like what all do you know about what Reach is about?
I want somebody to give me a solid date on this.
Yeah. Where is this in, like, it's like Halo takes place in like 3200 or something.
It's the 2500s, I think.
Sure. If that is correct, then we will mail you a cookie. Don't expect it.
I'm going to say 2552, but I bet that's wrong, and I bet your readers are listeners? Readers? Listeners? Listeners. I bet your listeners are going to correct me.
I'm just...
No one's been able to give an answer yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard, like, an official date. You're the closest person with anything legitimate. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What else do we got here? Oh, yeah, the book. Have you read any of the books, particularly The Fall of Reach?
I have.
Oh?
Oh, yes.
Anything to say on them? Like, do you think they're good, or do you enjoy reading them? Obviously, you do, since you finished them.
I do enjoy reading them. I've read several of them, and I recommend them highly to all of your listening audience.
Oh, well, fantastic. This would be like the third person that's really recommended I read these things now, so I really feel like maybe I'm missing the boat here, or you should like go pick up some of these. What's the reading level on there? Because I feel like I haven't read a lot, and mostly all of my reading is like strategy guides, so I'm probably at like a 7th grade reading level.
Okay, so Fall of Reach, I think you're golden. If you can comprehend the 4th grade reading level, you're good. There is a book based on the first game. Skip that one altogether. Just seriously, throw it in the trash and go from there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give it a whirl. I'll pick up the Fall of Reach. I mean, Reach so far seems like the most entertaining story of the Halo series so far to me. So I'll pick up the Fall of Reach. I'll read it because apparently it's very different from the game.
And after you're done with that, go read Ghosts of Onyx.
Ghosts of Onyx. I hear that was good too. I don't know where does that lie in the story of Halo?
Well, first of all, it is bomb. I read that on a review somewhere, and I thought it was cool, so I'm going to use it.
Is there a bomb in the game, or in the book?
Probably. But your characters in Reach are Spartan 3s instead of Spartan 2s, and Ghost of Onyx really gets into, you know, the origin of the Spartan 2s and how they came to be and all that fun kind of stuff, so... You should at least owe it to yourself to read that, you know.
I have a question for you because you seem like you know a lot about Halo and I want to learn more about this. What percent of a Spartan needs to be remaining for them to regenerate?
Wait, they can regenerate?
Yeah, we found this out recently that like a percentage of their armor can be remaining for them to regenerate their entire bodies, but I don't know what that percentage is.
See, this is news to me.
Then I don't believe it.
Right, they can't.
If you say you've never heard it, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't really. Where's that one kid we met that seemed like he knew everything about Halo? We should ask him what the regeneration percentage is. We'll go find him. But let's continue with this. What else do I get here? So what's a bigger deal to you, the campaign or the multiplayer?
Well, I officially hate fun, so I'm going to be all about the multiplayer, and if the campaign doesn't bore me terribly, I might finish it.
Okay, good answer. And then, obviously, I know you are a very avid game player. Is there going to be anything else you play this year, or is Halo just going to, like, be it for you?
This year, as in the rest of 2010, or the next 12 months?
The rest of 2010.
I'm going to play FIFA 11. I'm going to play NBA 2K11. I'm going to play Fable 3. And if my wife lets me, I will play Rock Band 3.
Why would she not let you?
She hates me.
That's acceptable. I mean, everybody's got to hate something, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
First thing you're going to do when you pick this jobby up, are you going to just, like, bust down your door and rip her open and go to it, or you got to go to bed?
Well, I got the Legendary Edition, so I'm going to have to rip it apart and see what the fuck's in there. Can I say fuck in your blog?
You can say whatever you want. I would refrain from some of the harsher ones. Fuck's about as high as I would go.
All right. Ooh, well, then I retract the previous statement, and I say, I'm just going to open up the box and look at everything, and then I'm going to go to bed like a good boy. I've been drinking.
Oh, that's fair. Can't play Halo with all those things whizzing around and getting a little nauseous, get that motion sickness.
I thought you were going to say the first thing you were going to do when you went home was take a 100-gallon pee.
No, I did that before I left the bar.
Okay, good. Anything else? You got any Halo tattoos?
Not yet.
You have any tattoos?
Yes.
Oh. This is a new side of you.
It's a Lord of the Rings tattoo.
Oh? I don't know if I want to ask if I want to see that. Is it a ring?
No. It's my last name.
Oh, okay. That's less impressive, but still impressive nonetheless. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and if you want, we have some stuff we'll give you so you can listen to this later when we have it up on the internets, and thanks a lot.
All right, so that's been the end of our special Halo Reach edition of the Boss Barrel Radio, our Boss Barrel Radio Road Show, where we're going to the Halo Reach Midnight Launch. Thank you, everybody, for doing interviews with us, and tune in to Boss Barrel Radio and BossBarrel.com to hear your interviews, and hopefully you'll stick around in the future to listen to our future productions. But yeah, thanks so much, and Boss Barrel Radio signing out. Bye.